truth to thy womb, Jesus. Come, Holy Ghost, fill the hearts of thy faithful. St. John Baptiste de la Salle, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sunday, children, was Mother's Day, and doubtless you were all very careful, even if you didn't manage breakfast in bed, I understand, but still, I'm sure you were careful to be very well behaved on Sunday, and probably you had a gift present. I hope you remembered to give your mom a spiritual bouquet and something special to make her day wonderful, because it was Mother's Day. Well, do you know what today is in the Catholic Church? Today is, and this year it's doubly so, today is Teacher's Day. It would be a wonderful thing for you to remember to thank your teachers, to try to make your life a little less difficult. There's only the afternoon left. Surely all of you could manage that. I mean, do things the first time, and don't speak out of turn, and work very hard, and remember to be thankful, to say thank you. And if you can't do it today, maybe tomorrow you could do a card with a spiritual bouquet for each one of your teachers, and I'm sure that they would appreciate that. Why is today Teacher's Day? Because we are in the octave of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost today is sent out by God the Son as he sends his disciples to teach all of the peoples all throughout the Holy Land, and even to teach devils a thing or two about obeying our Lord. And in the epistle, we have the deacon Philip, who's always going around teaching unlikely people by the power of the Holy Ghost. Why, he goes and he instructs the Samaritans. You wouldn't think they would be worthy of being taught, because they were half-breeds, half-pagans, schismatics. But they too are taught by the power of the Holy Ghost. And it's probably how even we who aren't worthy are taught by such excellent teachers. Now today is also Teacher's Day, because it is the feast day of the patron saint of teachers. You see his picture there. So Jean-Baptiste de La Salle, who lived in 17th century France and was a revolutionary teacher. Also, we have ancient saints today who go along with that same theme. There's an interesting mother and a son from Germany in the 9th century, and her name was St. Bertha, and her son was St. Rupert. And she taught him her faith, but from a very young age. He was so holy that they said that it was almost as though the role was reversed, and the son was teaching the mother under the power of the Holy Ghost. And sometimes teachers have experiences like that, which make it all worthwhile. That is to say that sometimes their students, every now and again, might do something which is so wonderful or say something which is so beautiful that a teacher would think to herself in her own heart, why, I'm learning as well as teaching. St. Rupert, for example, one time they were rather well-to-do, and his mother was talking about, you know, really, Rupert, we should be building some churches. And Rupert said to his mother, but first of all, we must obey God's word and give our bread to the hungry and clothe the naked. And when they saw little poor children begging in the street, he would say, look, mother, here are all your children. And then they would gather them together and do their best to teach them and take care of them. There's another saint that we have today who's a good example of how children should be excellent students. How? By listening, especially to what you hear in church, and then you ask questions for what you do not understand. So that's St. Hilary of Galeata, who was an abbot in France in the 6th century. He heard the gospel about hating your mother and father and leaving all things to follow our Lord. And he didn't know what that could possibly mean, so he asked a holy old man what it meant. And at the beginning, this man, in his prudence, thought, I better not tell him, because then he might get the idea to run off and become a monk, even though he's only a boy. So he waited a while, but eventually he gave him the explanation about the religious life and loving God above all. And pretty soon that's what this young man did. And he founded a monastery, and he gave such good example to his monks that they didn't even have to have the rules written down. Everybody knew them by heart or looked at the Father Abbot St. Hilary, and they just followed his example. But really the main thing of teachers that we have today, children, is the Jean-Baptiste de La Salle. Back then, children, and until the revolutionary modern wars, I mean the First World War, and all of the inventions that changed life, the life was very stratified, or a strict hierarchy in the West, in Christendom. That is to say, there were the upper classes, who were either the nobility of blood or they had a lot of money, and then there were the poor people. And it was generally understood that the poor people wouldn't get any education to speak of, and they should just serve their betters, and they would save their souls that way. And it was, there was a very clear hierarchy as to who was who, and everybody, even people who weren't very wealthy, were able to afford servants. That wasn't really all that long ago. And my mother remembers having that there were, or that her mother had women, young ladies who worked in the house. They weren't all that rich, but that was easily done. But then with the world wars and other changes, that was all done away with. Well, our saint came from that system where you pretty much stayed where you were born, and that was the end of it. But our Lord, the Holy Ghost, wanted to stir the pot and change things. So here this man was a nobleman, and he had a guaranteed living or income as a priest. He was a canon to sing the divine office, and he lived in a fine house and ate fine food. And there was another canon who was dying, and he commended to this young priest, he said, take care of that orphanage where I used to go say mass, and the nuns, take care of them too. That's what got him started, thinking about the education of children. Then he met one day by chance a layman who was a very devout teacher, and they got talking, and pretty soon he invited some teachers from the country, some young men who wanted to be teachers, to come and to live with him in his house. Only he was very strict, and he wanted everything to be done according to a very strict schedule, including long prayers, and these young men were from the lower classes, so they were very rude and crude in their ways of speech and eating and life, and they had a parting of the ways. But soon it worked out. He gathered together young men in his own house, and he taught them how to be teachers, first of all, and then how to be religious. He founded a religious order called the Christian Brothers. What was revolutionary was that they would be brothers and not priests, that everybody would be on the same level. They would all be brothers in the same order, instead of having a kind of a hierarchy of priests and then lay brothers. And St. John, for his part, gave up everything for this work. He was used to eating very fine food, and what he did was, so that he could content himself with the meanest and the worst, he would starve himself, he said, until he was so hungry he could get anything down, which is a good way for children to follow if you're too fussy at the table. Then there was a big to-do about what they should do about the money, because back then it was understood if you built a church or had a school, you had a guaranteed income that would come regardless of what. You didn't pass the basket. Well, he went to see a very holy priest, and this very holy priest told him, you have to be just like our Lord in the Gospel, in today's Gospel. That is to say, don't even have two tunics, just trust God. And at that time there were a lot of people starving in the Champagne region of France. So our young noble priest gave all of his money to the poor, and he said, well, just trust in God. And when the poor people, who were the brothers, saw that, they were very impressed, and more came to join him, and God blessed him for his trust in the divine providence. Some people didn't like the idea that poor people should be able to go to school and learn how to read and write, so they started frivolous lawsuits, which is always a terrible bother, against him. And sometimes he had to close down his schools and move, and there were false accusations made against him, but he succeeded. And remember, the way that we still have our schools today, with the classes given in English, the vernacular, instead of in Latin, and with different first grade, second grade, third grade, that was all done by today's saint, Jean-Baptiste de La Salle. And the idea that everybody should learn how to read and write and learn his catechism so he could save his soul and be a proper Christian young lady or gentleman, and not only the wealthy classes, that's Saint Jean-Baptiste de La Salle. So we must thank him today for his great work and his great holiness. He died on Good Friday, and he was very, very humble. And he was a man who would never, ever say anything mean or unkind, not even think it, about anyone else. And because of that, he sometimes suffered very much. He never defended himself either. We must thank him for all of his sacrifices and how he left, because you have to let him, the Holy Ghost come in and use him, because the Holy Ghost is the teacher of all teachers. Let's say a special prayer for our teachers at Mass and Communion today. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.